I remember as a child sitting in church, Sabbath after Sabbath, with my parents. And I was listening to the preachers coming and going, and they would always begin with 10 years, 20 years, 30, 40 years. 50 years ago, we did so-and-so. And I was very impressed with that. Now, I'm going to share something with you this morning, and it's a few years ago. I'm not so impressed with the 20, 30, 40 years ago anymore, because it doesn't seem that long ago. But I can share this much with you, that I was a young man, and I had the opportunity to travel down in Australia. And I traveled with a friend. It is a big continent. There is a lot, a long distance, and there is much to see. We had gone pretty much all around Australia. We had gone down to the island of Tasmania, where they have apple orchards after apple orchards. And we had picked apples. And we were not through with the apples, but we decided to move on. We would travel around, like working our way. We would go a distance. We would get a job. We would work for a while, save up money, and then move on and see the country that way. As we were leaving the apple orchards, my friend John, I'll call him John because that's his name, and he said, why don't we go fishing? And I have never been a fisherman, and I know I have a lot of friends in here in the church that are fishing and are enthusiastic about fishing. And so this sermon is a little bit like it's for you. And I, at that time, was always ready to take up new challenge. And I said, well, yeah, let's go fishing. There were always notes. There were always people that were advertising for help. And so it was easy to get the opportunity to find work. And we found the place where they were looking for a couple of guys to get on a fishing boat. And we thought, well, this is what we want to try. So we got on the boat. We didn't know a whole lot. We were sailing all night long. And first thing, the very next morning, as the sun was not even up yet, it was out on the deck, and we were fishing crayfish, as they call it in Australia. It is actually lobster. And we would go around from place to place where they would pick up these baskets. They were about this side, and they were had a hole in the top where the lobster would get into, and we would pull them out of the water, and we would empty them out. Now, my job was to take anything that were not supposed to be in there, like sharks, squids, and there were a lot of fish I don't even know the name for, and take them out and throw them back in the water before we emptied out the catch. So I was the most handy man of the two of us. So I thought, well, I can do that. And we had John was not so handy, but we had him put the bait in the basket. And it was cutoffs from a slaughterhouse. It was cow feet and different things, not very appetizing. And he got seasick. And that is not a good thing, to be seasick. We were about 100 miles out in the Pacific Ocean. We were in the one of the worst fishing grounds in the world. And we didn't know exactly how long we were going to be out there. So we were trying to make the best of it. And we fished all day. I was emptying buckets after buckets. And I was, I luckily didn't get seasick, but I was tired when evening came. And I knew that I wasn't supposed to eat lobster, so I didn't have more than tea and biscuits. And I did that for 2 days. After 2 days, that was too much. So I did eat. I didn't eat lobster, I ate crayfish, because that sounds better. But it's the same thing. And I have asked for forgiveness ever since. I didn't like it. I didn't appreciate it. But when you are hungry, you will, they say you will eat anything. And I think that I can probably say that you would be able to do that. If you get hungry enough, you will pretty much eat anything. So we were out for about 10 days. And we came into, my friend John was seasick in those 10 days. Oh, he was suffering something terrible. He would get the baits in the basket and he would go to the railing and he would take care of business, kind of settle down for a while till another basket came in and so on, and it would continue that way. We came in and we were glad to be back at land. And at that time, you would make, if you worked a whole week, you would make about $50. And we made $250 a piece. So we made $500 in 10 days. And it was quite a bit of money. And of course, he said, don't give me very much because I didn't do anything. I said, yes, you did just as much as me. You were just busy with other things in between. So I said, you sure earned that money that we had gotten. Anyway, we did splurge when we went back to Australia. It was, we took a ferry and it would go overnight. And we even got a bed. And so we went in the white bed, which we hadn't been in a bed for over a year. And we really enjoyed that. And it was really an experience. I can tell you many stories about things we did in Australia. I think I had mentioned at some point where we were trying to get a job as crocodile hunters. The people we were going to work with lost one of their guys, and they went to look for him, and unfortunately, they never did find him. So it was maybe a good thing we didn't get that job. But it made me think of a story that's in the Bible, in John, the last chapter. It is after Christ had died and Christ was resurrected. The disciples were not sure what to do. They were uneasy. They were not understanding everything that had happened. And it's kind of got to them. But they decided to go fishing. In chapter 21 in John, it says, after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and otherwise showed he himself. They were together, Peter and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael, and Cana in Galilee, and the son of Zebedee, and the two sons, the two others of his disciple, Simon Peter, said unto them, I am going fishing. And they said unto him, We will go with you, or we go with thee. They went forth and entered into the ship immediately. The night they caught nothing. Now you have to remember that the disciples were fishermen by trade. So it was not a special thing to go fishing. They had done it many times before. They had caught probably hundreds of loads of fish. And so it was a thing that was custom to them. It was something that, well, if they didn't have anything to do else, they could go fishing. And they may even have been looking for some money, because there were not much money back in those days. So they thought, well, we'll go fishing overnight, and we may make a little bit of money that we can live on and go on with life. It said they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Now, I don't know why that was the case, because they had been with Christ for 3 years, and they had, if you are around somebody for 3 years, I think you know them, and you can recognize them. But for some reason, they did not recognize Christ at that time. And then Jesus said unto them, Children, have ye any meat? Have you any food? Have you any fish? This is added on. This is not in the Bible. They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it from the multitude of fishes. And you can imagine how they felt. They had been fishing all night. They had thrown the net out after time after time, and they were not able to catch anything. And here he tells them to just cast the net out on the right side, and it is full. It is a miracle that the net did not even break. But it didn't. All right. Therefore the disciples whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher coat unto, for he was naked, and cast himself into the sea. You know how Peter was. He was always ready to do something, say something, even before he thought about it. And apparently he was fishing without any clothes. But he apparently felt if the Lord was there, he would at least get something on him. And he did. All right. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but it was 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. It says here in my Bible it's about 300 feet. So that was probably quite a distance to drag the net in. And as soon as they were come to land, they saw fire coals. The fish laid thereon, and bread. And Jesus said unto them, Bring off the fish, which they now caught. And Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Normally the net would have broken with that many fishes in it. But it was a miracle they caught that many fish. It was a miracle that they could drag the net in and bring the fish in. You know, when you think about Christ, he had already lost a disciple. Judas betrayed him and were not able to listen to him, were not able to take the pleading with him, because I know the Lord would plead with him, but he was looking at 30 coins, and 30 coins he lost his life, and he lost the plea from God, and he was destroyed. So you may think that, well, it would be just as easy for Christ to say, Peter, he denied me 3 times around the fire when he was brought to the judgment hall. But Christ was willing. Christ came, and he wanted to plead with Peter again. And that is what Christ is all about. He not only pleads with his disciples, but he pleads with you and I, and he will continue to plead with you and I. And not only Christ, but God the Father and the Holy Spirit will do the same thing. They will plead with us. They will invite us. They will do whatever except force us into the fold of God. And that's what's so wonderful. So Jesus said unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and given them, and fish likewise. Now it is the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples. After that he was risen from the dead. So when he had dined, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs. He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved by because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things, that thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. And that's why the Lord came back to him 3 different times to affirm that kind of love for him, because he had denied him 3 times. And Peter took that to heart. He was willing to confess.